No, we don't have any gutters. It just falls off into the...
I have to leave because I want to answer all these questions.
No, that's okay. you know what you could do? You could be like an auxiliary informant if you like. You could tell me when you were born and a little bit about your family, and then I could maybe use some of your answers too.
If you like.
I'd love to hear about it. Yeah, please.
Well, I was born in what we call Sears and Roebuck in El Paso.
I've heard of that.
It was the old Masonic Hospital.
Uh-huh.
And later Sears Roebuck built there.
Now it's the police station.
March 27th, 1924. And my mother came from Pennsylvania and my father came from Tennessee. And then we met in St. Paul's Lutheran Church because I worked for Mutual Federal Savings and Loan. And they went to the Lutheran, St. Paul's Lutheran, and that's when a girlfriend of mine said, there's a fellow home from the service. Do you think you'd like to meet him? Well, I probably would. The first time we did anything, we went to a little carnival on Wyoming Street, I think, and we rode in the tubs that whirl around. Oh my goodness, they were so fast. And I couldn't hold my head up, and that big strong hand held the back of my head, and right then I knew this is my future.
That's great.
So, what else would you like to know?
That was in 46, right? Yeah.
46. We met in 46 and married in 48.
So you grew up in this area too.
Right. I was raised 9 miles down in the valley, and my greatest desire was to leave El Paso and go to another city. And then I met an El Paso boy. Well, my mother died, and so I couldn't leave. Had to be with my dad. And
went to Cadwalader. Is that
right? Went to Cadwalader School. But then I married Bob, and we moved 9 miles farther down into the valley. And it's been wonderful. We've been on the same property for, 51 years.
51 and a half years.
Going on 52.
It's beautiful down here.
It is.
It's really, to me, it's a little bit better than the Upper Valley.
Really?
Yeah, prettier.
We just think the opposite, don't we?
Well,
really?
We used to, except the Upper Valley is becoming more congested, even than the Lower Valley, with homes and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we love the Upper Valley.
Where did you go to elementary?
Cadwalader.
Oh, okay.
And the Sleda High School.
Okay, okay. And let's see, what else can I ask you that's important? You said your parents were from Pennsylvania and Tennessee.
Right.
And when did they come to El Paso?
My mother came when she was about 15 years old because her only brother had asthma. And her mother had died. She was about 50. Her mother had passed away at about 50, so my mother must have been a late child in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And she came out to be with her father and her brother. They just moved to this area because of asthma. And my father was the oldest of a family of four in Milan, Tennessee. And there was nothing for him to do. He didn't go to school very long. I don't know how many grades he went to. Do you remember?
He said about third.
About third or so. But he was the oldest. His youngest brother completed high school. But he could not. And he came out to Roswell to work at the Diamond Day Ranch. And worked there a while. And then I don't know why he came to El Paso and worked at the old El Paso Dairy. And met my mother and married on her 18th birthday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what's your ultimate ancestry?
I'd say I'm a British Isle cocktail. My